and she'd make hoghead cheese. You know what that is, don't you?
What is that? Is that?
And you take the feet and the ears and the little scraps around the hog, and you boil them all together, and the bony pieces, where you cut the meat off the bone to make sausage, and put a bunch of seasoning in it, pepper and salt and sage and stuff like that, and then press it, put it in a stone jar or something, and press it and get all the grease out of it, and it's just the finest eating you've ever seen. It makes the best sandwich you've ever seen. The whole.
Is that the same as souse?
Souse, that's exactly the same one. They call it hog head cheese. And in addition to that, when she churn and get that buttermilk and stuff, a lot of times she'd make what they call a cottage cheese out of sour milk, you know.
What do you call that, sour milk?
Well, that's milk after it sours. When you like, it's sweet milk until it sours. And you can go milk a gallon of milk from a cow and set it in there, and it'll stay sweet for a day or two, even out without refrigeration. And then it'll sour, and it'll finally clabber. You know, it'll first sour to where it'll have a sour taste, and it'll finally get firm, you know, partly firm, you know, where you have to kind of cut it or dip it with a spoon, and it'll be, they call that clabber. And you know, we used to eat clabber, put sugar in it, and put clabber in a glass, and put sugar in it, pretty good eating, you know. And we love buttermilk, drinking buttermilk. That is a kind of a favorite drink with most people, is buttermilk, you know, especially fresh buttermilk. But I just told you that just in comparison now to what we have. And every once in a while I mentioned to my wife, I said, honey, I sure wish that you'd have had those things that you have now when our kids was little. She said, well, it's a good thing that I have them, that I had it now, because I couldn't do what I done then, you know, now. And so she takes that attitude that she could do it then and she couldn't do it now, you know. It's better to have it now than to have it then. I kind of take an attitude, been had it then when she had so much to do, you know. But I guess she's got the right attitude about it, you know, that she couldn't do it now and she could do it then, you know.
That is wonderful. That really is.
Well, it's amazing what a woman can do when they've got a will to do it. Of course, they got to have a talent. You got to know how to cook and you got to know how to sew. You got to try to learn that. I think a lot of them just don't care enough to learn. I believe that's it. I don't see why. Of course, I don't know. I may be wrong about that. Because my daddy's a good carpenter, and I can't make a chicken coop. And I've tried, and I can't carpenter. I just can't carpenter.
A chicken coop, is that what you keep the...
Now, that what we used to call a chicken coop when we first married. And I was a kid, it was just something. We had old setting hens, and we'd set them, you know, on eggs, and they'd hatch little chickens. And then you had a little old coop that you set on the ground and make them go in at night, you know, and feed them in there to keep the varmints and things from catching them at night, you know. And you'd shut them up at night, you know, and then let them run out in the daytime. We call that the chicken coop. And then they'd have a coop. A lot of people have a coop that just kept old time, a wire coop with a wooden bottom, and that they'd carry the chickens to town in, you know, when they go to sell them, you know, put a bunch of fryers or hens in there, and they call that a chicken coop. But when I'm speaking of chicken coop, I'm really thinking of those things that we shut them up in at night, you know, an old hen and a bunch of little biddies.
Well, now, when you say to keep the varmints from getting them, yeah. What could the varmints be?
I'm talking about possums and stuff like that, mainly possums. Possums is the worst thing on chickens you ever seen, and snakes is bad, and a lot of time they'd have the coops that were snake-proof, you know. Yeah, but possums is one terrible bad thing on chickens, and fox and possums and stuff like that. I guess coons, I don't know where a coon gets chicken, not, I imagine he would. But we know possums is bad on them.
They get in there and try to get them.
Yeah, and chicken snakes is terrible on chickens, you know, and on little chickens and eggs.
Well, when you speak of something like that, like a varmint, you ever heard that used talking about something like in the house, like rats or mice or bed bugs, anything like that?
Well, a lot of times they speak of those as a... No, they don't. I don't hear them speaking of rats, calling them varmints. They call them pests mostly. Just, you know, they'll say, oh, with houses infested with pests, roaches and rats and all that kind of stuff. We used to say pest, you know, the little old things that comes in the house.
Well, what about person? Have you ever heard a person call a varmint?
Well, no, just maybe. Oh, I might have possibly heard it in a slang way or something. I don't know, just a regular varmint. You know, I guess I've heard the word used in comparison to a person, you know, but I wouldn't know just what kind of person they meant, you know.